Y'all try to explain it to me. Look at the light come on, y'all. Nobody. Look at that shadow right there. Look, what the fuck is that? Look, y'all. Y'all see that? He's just stopped right there. Look, look. Now here come Buddy. Look. Look at that across the street. Look. Why this? Look across the street. Look, look, look. What the fuck is that? Why did? Why wouldn't he take off running? Why did? Why that thing chase him?
Welcome to TruthMafia.com. This is Tommy Truthful here. Now, guys, we live in some type of a simulation. So if you pay close attention and you know how to speak this language of the Matrix, you can see what everything's attached to. Now, when this demonic entity, whatever it is there, is following this kid, a lot of people miss a very key part of this video. Now, this video came out originally on October 9th. October 9th, right? Now it's trending all over the place. And October 9th was a very important day, which we'll get into in just a minute. Watch this, guys. So watch as the kid breaks in. I had to slow it down so we could really see what's going on. The entity's over there watching him. Watch this. And this entity literally takes off chasing this kid. Now, when it takes off chasing the kid, a very important scene happens on the screen that no one caught. And I'll show you. You see the entity over there? Now, what the elites have planned for us, guys, is these entities won't just be mirroring us like right here. They will actually be able to control you like an avatar. Watch this. Watch the little dude go chasing him. See when he takes off running? Now pay attention to the top of the screen. Look at the time signature. Watch, watch, guys. 3-2-2. See that? 3-2-2. No one caught that, did they? And it released on the 8th, or the 9th, my apologies, the 9th, which was the 322nd year anniversary of Yale Skull and Bones, known as the Brotherhood of Death. And it looks like a little demon is following him, right? Now, these secret societies are working with these interdimensional entities. Some people call them demons. Some people call them archons. Some people think they're reptilian. The 3-2-2 is very key, though. Remember the Bible verse, Genesis 3:22, and the Lord God said, "This man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Now, what's that sound like they're talking about to you guys? To me, it sounds like they're talking about some type of immortality technology, right? Living forever. Some type of technology, maybe black goo known as graphene oxide. And this 322 number is connected to that. Remember, they are mixing the iron and clay. So there are 22 base pair DNA model stereo images. The elites want to add 22 more with nanotechnology, three strands of 22. And when did Corona start, guys? On November 18th of 2019 in Wuhan, the 322nd day of the year. Well, 22 plus 22 plus 22 equals 66. Mixing the iron and clay is 66. Corona, 66. Black goo, 66. They start talking about the mark of the beast in the 66th book of the Bible. And we see y'all the Baoth up there, the Archon, which is very similar to the DNA. Before Queen Elizabeth died, remember this, where she walks up and touched the globe, and then the three strands of DNA lit up in front of her? It didn't just light up three strands of DNA. It also goes up the tree of life, right? So they're literally showing you their true intentions right there, which is hacking the human genome and cutting us off from the creator, source consciousness, breaking that connection to the heaven realms. And what are they trying to do with these frequencies? Well, with these frequencies, they can control you. Mind control on a whole nother level. Now, they can control you as an avatar. And not just them, these entities that they're working with. They call them aliens. We know they're really demons, archons, but they want to call them aliens, right? And them entities can now control the human meat suit, your body, as a freaking puppet or an avatar, because black goo is a storehouse for demonic consciousness. Now, that tree of life symbolism, that's cutting off the connection from heaven to earth. They want to cut that connection. In the Celtic cultures, the tree of life represents the connection between heaven and earth. That's the symbolism of this connection right there that they want to control. And we've seen that when the queen touched the globe, it lit up the three strands of DNA and went up the tree of life. Remember, I say this all the time. Confucius told us, symbols rule the world, not the laws of man. The tree of life is also connected to our chakras, right? Check this video out.
This paper published in Materials Today Chemistry reveals that cell phone signals can be used to release biological or chemical payloads from graphene oxide that's introduced into the human body. The paper published in September of 2022 is entitled Remotely Controlled Electro-Responsive On-Demand Nanotherapy Based on Amine-Modified Graphene Oxide for Synergistic Dual Drug Delivery. Say that 10 times fast. The study abstract reveals how a cell phone can emit signals to activate a low-voltage current that connects with graphene oxide molecules, causing efficient delivery of drug payloads. So let me just recap, because I know people here are just like, I have no idea what this guy's saying, right? Just like when you hear a lot of these scientists, these guys talk, you're just like, what? What's he talking about? All right, let's just break this down. The study is showing us that cell phones can emit signals. These are signals that you can't see with your own eyes, okay? These are signals that are coming out of the phone. How do you think the phone works, right? It's getting signals. You always hear, like, I don't have service. You're getting signals, right? You're not going to see the signals flying out of the phone, but there's signals coming out, right? Okay? So a cell phone can emit signals, and it can activate low-voltage current that interacts with graphene oxide. So this signal can interact from the phone with graphene oxide, so from the towers with graphene oxide. And what, who, and where is graphene oxide found in people's bodies? Well, people are willingly putting graphene oxide in their bodies, okay? It's all been found. Everybody knows what's in this thing. It's graphene oxide, okay? So the study aims to determine, so you're connecting the dots there for those of you who are new to this, okay? There's towers up, and there's something that can connect to those towers that people are putting inside of them that's nano. That's so small that you can't see it with the, you know, visibly with the human eye. You can see it under a microscope, which is how many people have figured out what's going on, because they've used microscopes and seen these things moving. And anytime you talk about it and show video clips, well, it gets removed. So, again, let's continue. The study aims to determine low-voltage controlled dual drug, aspirin or doxorubicin, I think that's called, released from GO surface. Here we have demonstrated how to control the drug release rate remotely with a handy mobile phone with zero passive release at idle time. Because of its extremely high surface area and complex structure composition, graphene oxide turns out to be the perfect molecule for delivery of biological or drug payloads inside the body from the study. These advantages make GO, which is graphene oxide, an extremely potential nanocomposite material as a drug carrier in the field of biomedicine and biotechnology while being combined with a polymer or inorganic matrix.
Now we see this symbolism in commercials, in movies, in music videos, this black goo symbolism, when they're crying the black goo, which I told you that has to do with droning, where they go through the eye socket. and these nanoworms made out of black goo wraps around the optic nerve, taking over the consciousness of the host. So they've been using this type of technology to transfer consciousness from one host to another and live forever. This all ties into their immortality tech, Agenda 2040, which they've published papers on. So they tell you what they're doing. They're opening a portal within the human body. Now, what's portal equal, guys, in just basic gematria? Portal is 311. What happened on March 11th? That was the day the pandemic was declared, on March 11th. So the opening of this portal within the body allows them to not just harvest your energy, you know, it allows them to open doorways to other realms and other entities, allowing them to enter the human body. So, I mean, people really need to wake up, because they have no idea how evil this is. They're making a quantum copy of our soul, a digital quantum copy of our soul, for this quantum reality that they've created, this other reality. And they showed us that in the newest episodes of Black Mirror. Remember the one with the quantum computer in the quantum realm? We decoded that on Conspiracy Cinema Podcast. You can find it up on truthmafia.com. It'll blow your mind. But they're creating the quantum copy of our soul, and then they will kill our physical body here in the physical, and you'll wake up in this quantum reality that they've created, trapped there. Not able to ascend, not able to go to heaven, because they cut you off from that. This third strand DNA is so dangerous, and that's why they take our videos down whenever we try to expose it. But I'm still going to try. I'm still going to try to get this video out and expose exactly what they're doing, because it's that important. And I ask you guys, please share this video. Help it get out to people. Help show them what's truly going on in this reality around us. And if you want to learn about gematria and how they use these numbers encoded in everything, you can check that out. I also do breakdowns, gematria decodes on you, tell you what life path number you are, your birth cards, your destiny cards. That link is in my bio on Instagram. It's $26, cheap, full breakdown. You'll see what energetic signatures vibrate with your frequency. And that link is in the description on all other platforms. Truthful, out.